The government is open again after President Trump decided to give in on Friday, even though he got no funding for the wall. But all along the way, many pointed the finger at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who, until the end, refused to bring any legislation to the floor of the Senate if it didn't have President Trump's endorsement. Even though, if McConnell got enough Republicans on board, he could have opened the government without Trump's okay. This was the scene at a protest outside McConnell's office in Louisville during the shutdown.
In the shutdown, yeah. Mitch McConnell, do your job or get the hell out.
Yeah. So what are the politics of all of this for Mitch McConnell? Well, joining us now is Philip Bailey, who's political reporter for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. That is McConnell's home state. Welcome to Here and Now, Philip.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Doing well. So first of all, how did all of this go over with voters there in Kentucky?
Well, look, I mean, President Trump is immensely popular still in Kentucky. Despite what his poll numbers might say nationally, he won the state very convincingly. And Senator McConnell, who is running for re-election in 2020 as well, understands that President Trump is rock solid in rock red Kentucky. In Louisville, however, and in other parts of the state where a lot of those federal workers were located or lived, there was a feeling that McConnell was protecting President Trump. So you heard both there outside of his offices, there was a protest outside of Louisville International Airport, really, you know, beseeching McConnell, pestering him and saying, let's have this vote. Let's override whatever the president may or may not do. McConnell's response in his office pretty much said to us, look, we're not going to send something to the president that he's not going to sign. And I think what we learned, Jeremy, is that Speaker Pelosi really held the keys to all this. And McConnell was trying to protect Trump, but ultimately, the president didn't get what he wanted, and really we started right back where we were 35 days before the shutdown began.
Was he protecting Trump in order to protect himself? Because he's going to obviously need Trump's help in a state where Trump is very popular when he's up for re-election next year.
Right. We had written a story about this and talked to Stephen Voss, a University of Kentucky political science professor, and asked him that very thing. And he said, look, it doesn't make sense for Senator McConnell to have a public spat, a public break with the president. You know, Senator McConnell is known as an institutionalist. He really values the Senate. But at the same time, he's a political animal. Many of his decisions are politically based, and he was not going to publicly be seen as betraying the president's position. There were many who were telling us that behind the scenes, people close to McConnell, that he was speaking to the president very candidly. But McConnell, I think, did not want to be seen as publicly undermining his position. Mm-hmm. And you saw Senator McConnell really adopted President Trump's rhetoric on the border wall, border security, blaming Democrats in a lot of his floor speeches during the shutdown.
Which was a big change from this clip that we found. This is McConnell speaking in 2014 to a CNN reporter who asked if he would ever use shutdowns to change policy.
I'm the guy that gets us out of shutdowns. Remember me? I'm the guy that gets us out of shutdowns.
I'm the guy that gets us out of shutdowns. And a lot of people along the way during this shutdown were asking, where's Mitch?
Right, including, I think, a newly elected Representative Ocasio-Cortez, right, who had led, I guess, a group of freshman Democrats to Senator McConnell's office looking for him. McConnell's position on that was pretty clear, though. He said, look, in that situation, you had a Democratic administration that needed Republican votes. I was there to broker that deal. In this situation, the way he saw it, the way McConnell argued it was that the administration's going to take the lead, and Speaker Pelosi and Chuck Schumer need to come up with that plan. But certainly, you know, McConnell is known as the deal maker, right? And it was his absence in this debate certainly was on the minds of a lot of Kentuckians, as your clip earlier showed. Mm-hmm. There were many Kentuckians, many voters here who were wondering, why isn't Senator McConnell taking more of an active role, active lead on this? The thing that McConnell has really hung his hat on in the Trump years has been judicial nominations, getting judges through, right, whether Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh.
He's been very successful at doing that.
Right. That's been his feather in his cap under this administration. And I think it's pretty clear that he does not want to break with President Trump publicly. I have asked Senator McConnell in my interviews with him on several occasions to comment on the president's Twitter account, some of his more controversial comments. And he has said to me, quite frankly, he said, Philip, I'm not going to comment on the president's Twitter. I'm not going to break with the president and comment on those things. You could argue that maybe that's because of his election status and Trump's popularity in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You could argue maybe that's because his wife, Secretary Elaine Chao, works in the administration. But I think it's pretty clear that publicly speaking, Mitch McConnell is not going to cross President Trump.
is he losing support, as far as you can tell, among Republicans in the Senate? There was a report that Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a Republican, lashed out at Mitch McConnell during a meeting and said, this is your fault about the shutdown.
One thing I think we saw, Jeremy, from the two votes that were taken last week to reopen the government in the Senate, there was the Trump plan and then there was the Democratic plan. The Trump plan didn't get any Democratic votes, except for Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. The Democratic plan got six Republican votes, including newly elected Senator Mitt Romney. So what you saw there was that there were some Republicans who were saying, look, the president's position is not politically sustainable. And I think that that was the worry that McConnell had at the end here, which is that this could potentially split my caucus. And that's something that McConnell, whether it was criminal justice reform a few weeks earlier or on any issue, he does not want to see. Remember, back in December, McConnell had a unanimous consent on a deal to temporarily open the government, keep it open. And the president changed his mind. And now, ironically, the same conservative right-wing critics who sort of convinced Trump to stick with this plan or to renege on the plan that was passed in December are now criticizing him, Ann Coulter being one of the more vociferous critics, saying the president's basically a wimp and that he caved. So McConnell, I think, was trying to protect President Trump from himself, and was unsuccessful in doing that. But I think McConnell has learned he has to pick a side here. Is it going to be with his caucus? Is he going to be with the president? And I think that Senator McConnell, in his own reelection, understands in Kentucky, President Trump remains very, very popular. And I don't think you'll see ever Mitch McConnell cross President Trump on that regard, despite pushback from his own caucus.
Okay, so that brings us to what we're going to have to deal with in the next couple of weeks and whether there's going to be another shutdown. This is what McConnell had to say on Friday when he announced that lawmakers and the president had reached a deal to reopen the government for a few weeks.
I hope our Democratic friends will stay true to the commitment they've stated constantly over the past weeks, that once the government was reopened, they'd be perfectly willing to negotiate in good faith on a full year of government funding that would include a significant investment in urgently needed border security measures, including physical barriers.
So, Philip, do you expect McConnell is going to be more actively involved in the negotiations this time around, or will he be once again just doing whatever the president wants him to do?
I think Senator McConnell is fully aware when he looks at the poll numbers that the American people's attention is on two people, President Trump and Speaker Pelosi. I think McConnell is certainly comfortable with the idea of let those individuals be the forefront, mm-hmm. let them be the face of this. He'll continue to support President Trump rhetorically, but I do wonder this year in particular how Senator McConnell, be interesting to see how he navigates this in a world where Republicans, yes, they have control of the Senate, but they don't have 60 votes. Remember a month ago, Jeremy, President Trump said on Twitter, beseeching Senator McConnell, telling him to use the nuclear option, getting rid of the 60-vote filibuster when it comes to policy issues. I asked Senator McConnell's office about that, and they made it clear they are not going to do that, effectively telling President Trump, I can't bail you out, and saying you and Speaker Pelosi are going to have these public fights nationally. I'll support you rhetorically, but I don't think you'll see Senator McConnell put the Senate on the line and his caucus on the line to save President Trump's agenda.
Do you know who's going to run against Senator McConnell next year?
There is speculation. There was thought that maybe even Governor Matt Bevin might challenge Senator McConnell in a primary again. That speculation was ended when Governor Bevin decided to file for re-election. I doubt you'll see a Republican primary challenger of merit run against Senator McConnell. I think he's covered his right flank pretty well. There's talk that Amy McGrath, a former lieutenant colonel in the military, Marine, who ran for Congress unsuccessfully last year, there's talk that she might run against him on the Democratic side. She's probably the best bet for Democrats. There's also talk of Kentucky sports radio host Matt Jones running against Senator McConnell as well. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough fight because, yes, poll numbers always show McConnell is unpopular in Kentucky. But the only poll that matters, as Senator McConnell will remind people, is on Election Day. He reminds people of how important it is to have his voice in the Senate for a small state, poor state like Kentucky. So those are the Democratic names being thrown out there. But I think we've learned over the years to never underestimate Senator McConnell, and that he is certainly a savvy politician who knows how to get those votes, whether in the Senate or back home here in the bluegrass.
That is Philip Bailey, who is a political reporter at the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. Philip, thanks so much.
Jeremy, as always.
And Kentucky listeners, send us your thoughts at hereandnow.org.